So, let's get to this. Okay. One of the worst things you can do in business, any business, I don't care whether you're a football coach or you're the CEO at Weiss or you're running Geisinger, okay? All right. The worst thing you can do is panic. The worst decisions are made when you panic. It's as simple as that. And I've talked about this. Is not something I've never talked about before. I've talked about this many times. The worst decisions are made out of panic. So as the world around you is going crazy, the ability of those in a leadership spot to keep their wits, keep their head, understand their vision, right? It's not as if they, you know, every single Sunday they go out. So let's just take now, let's get back to football. And they go through corrections every Sunday, regardless of a win or a loss. And they did the same thing Sunday. Now, are there things to correct? Of course there are things to correct. Everybody knows. And it was, you know, you watch the game. Obviously, there had to be corrections and adjustments made for this week. But you don't panic about what's going on. You don't panic about what's happening. You do that, and now you've taken a potential problem and you've compounded it. And that's what it comes down to. You look at what you have, what you did right, and there were things they did right. And also, obviously, what you didn't do right. Yeah. Where were you, for example, on gap integrity? Where were you on or this is one that I think is really important when it comes to the players in the game. Sometimes somebody is struggling in a game. All right? And you try to make up for the other guy instead of, quote, doing, quote, your job. And then in turn, it gets you out of position. And that, you know, and that's part of, and the player, I know the defensive players sat down in as a full team meeting and went through all of this, which was important. I think James was a part of that meeting, if I recall correctly. And that's how you go about your business. You stay calm, cool, collected. You don't sit there and go, all right, you got to do this. Just, it's all right. And by the way, when it comes to what the fans say about what's going on, the fans are absolutely entitled to their opinion. They pay good money to see Penn State play. They pay cable bills, they pay tickets, they pay parking, they make Nittany Lion Club donations. And again, as I've said over and over again, you know, if your fan base is mad, at least they care. And that's really important. Right? So their ability to express themselves on this show, which they've done, their ability to express themselves on a message board, their ability to express themselves on Instagram or to express themselves on Twitter, you're entitled to your opinion. Okay? Absolutely entitled to your opinion. And the only time that I feel that I would draw a line on that opinion is that what is different today is the ability to express oneself directly to the individual because of Twitter and because of Instagram, and especially Twitter, probably more so than Instagram. It used to be that you'd write the letter. I'm going to write a letter to the coach. I'm going to write a letter to the player. You remember Sam Ficken getting his hate mail back in 2013 when he had that tough day at Virginia. Okay. But now, of course, or emails. So you got emails, obviously, too. But with Twitter and Instagram, bang, you know the players' accounts. You know, you could send stuff to the coaches. The coaches are adults. They're going to look at it and go, yeah, that's great. That's fine. That's fabulous. I need to get back to working game plan for Minnesota. Players are a little different. They're 18 to 23 years of age. That's where it crosses the line to me. And that includes, like, you're the greatest of all time and things like that. And, you know, it's, you know, they have to then have the ability to also kind of say thank you and kind of push that aside. But the criticism or what you think about somebody or, you know, you're hurting the program, whatever, you know, they have the ability today to do that direct to the player. That, to me, is crossing the line. Expressing yourself on a message board, calling a talk show, putting it on your own personal account, okay, it's fine. Going directly to the player, not that. And when you're in a leadership position, this is the way James is. James doesn't panic. Right? Yeah, does that mean he's happy? Everything's okay. You know, he's not standing there telling everybody he's okay. He's not doing that. Looking around, everybody's saying, look, we're going to get some stuff done this week. We're going to get in the right spots. We're going to make some tweaks here and there. It's not something where they need major surgery to fix it, but there's certainly some elements they're going to have to be, without question, better at. But you don't run an organization through panic. If you're panicking as a leader, you're sinking the ship. Simple, and it's very simple. And I've talked about this. How many times have you heard me give the panic speech? And not when I'm talking about games. Sometimes I'm talking about organizations in the NFL or baseball. You know, they made this move, that move, whatever. I'm talking about, like, personnel-wise.
When expansion first started, too. Right?
Yeah, they panicked. Yeah, expansion. Everybody.
The Alliance.
you got to do the Alliance. I was talking about the Alliance. I said the Alliance was a massive panic move. Like, what are you doing? You're the Big Ten. Don't panic. Know who you are. Sit back and go, yeah, we're fine. Don't worry about it. We're the Big Ten. Right? Then, of course, USC and UCLA are added. The Alliance dies. And then you get everybody in the face of the earth. And they're going to have Washington and Oregon and Stanford and Cal. It's like, I'm sitting there like going, no, they're not. At least not this round. Nope. Don't think so. I can tell you in the organization who pushed for it and I think who panicked about it. I'm talking about at the Big Ten, but I'm not going to get into it this time.